All right.
I think we're about ready.
Since you introduced yourself twice.
Hello, my name is Mark Wyatt. And hello, my name is Mark Wyatt.
Also says say something about Twang Fest, and I'll keep this short.
I played at Twang Fest 1, 2, and 5. I was on the Twang Gang from 2 through 9, I believe. And if you would ask me, would there at that time, would there be a Twang Fest 20? I would have said, no. So I am very happy to say that due to the very hard work by all the Twang Gang and all the supporters and all you guys that are here year after year, we have a Twang Fest 20. So with no further ado, that's right, give them all a hand. So with no further ado, I bring you from Dallas, Texas, Alejandro Escondido.
Was his mistake, and that's just how it stands. And everything that comes of it will linger on their hands. Live within their shadows, a shadow within a shadow, and it hangs like a grand mistake, but that's just how it hangs. Baby's got new plans, that's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to take it all. Was her mistake, that's just how it lands, and all that they will make of it will slip between their hands and settle inside the places where flesh makes its demand. And they played like a grand mistake, but that's just how it lands. Baby's got new plans, that's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to take it all. Wrap them in a memory from which they can't escape. And they lay like forgotten dreams, but that's just how they lay. Baby's got new friends. That's just where she stands. Baby's got new plans to make it home. Baby's got new plans. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV throwing colors on the wall. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes. From where I sit, at the bottom of the world. Yeah, there used to be a bummer down here on every corner. Used to call me up just to say my name. Oh, but now all anybody gets is a busy signal. No, you can't call home at the bottom of the world. Oh, hey, baby, boy, don't you think it's time you look Yeah, you might think you know all there is to know about me. You might think the beast is in the cage. Oh, but everything you see is just an illusion. cop, but now she's a soldier. Sing with me, come on. City, Missouri. This is Sean Giddings on keyboards. Give him a big, big round of applause. Come on, I want to hear you. Show him some love, people. Come on. Austin, Texas, born and raised. A very rare breed right here. This is Chris McQueen on guitar, everyone, from the band Snarky Puppy. All right, give it up for Chris. Come on. Come on! Come on! there on the cello, this gentleman and I have been playing together for 20-something years. He was 3 years old when he first joined my band. Very cheap employment. It was great. Thank you so much. Mr. Brian Standifer on the cello. Give it up for Brian Standifer. Another gentleman who is Austin, born and raised. Let me tell you something. I met Daniel's mother not too long ago, and she was telling me that she used to come and see Rank and File play. Well before Daniel was born, you know. So it's really wonderful to have him. He's such a great musician, wonderful human being. Daniel Durham on bass guitar from Austin, Texas. All the way from Dallas, Texas, everyone, the Big D. Mr. Scott Lanningham on the drums. Give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. All right. You guys having fun this Twang Fest? How can you not have fun with the Waco Brothers, man? This is a song about San Antonio, Texas, where I was born a long time ago. This one's called San Antonio Ring. Seems like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half pound of cocaine, quarter gram of magic and weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool time of the rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. Ain't no one time. Give me something strong. I think I felt enough of this. I asked the bartender for doubles. Bartender says I should quit. Once I could find a friendly face in every corner of this town. When you don't recognize a single soul, what's the use in hanging around? Cause the rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Thank you. with my fingertip holes, you whispered something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to rest my eyes. When I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. No, 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 no. Thank you.
looked around the cheater let us in. We let him just tackle the knife with a joke. Don't know if he did what he said he did, nobody really knows. Set out the sidewalk, back and left it through the door. The white mosquito got the top out of my door. We'll be right back.
I'm
my fingers like honey. I'd have to stress the truth to say that you were funny. And now I laugh aloud the things that are quite funny, because I stayed too long inside your perfect frame. Well, I can burn my clothes and now we'll be alright. I can burn photographs and be alright. I can burn postcards, I would be alright. I'd smile for the first time without thinking of you, without thinking of you, without thinking of you.
I'd like to thank Magnetone Amps for bringing these beautiful amplifiers up here tonight. Ballad for you. This is one that I wrote for my son. My son is now 24 years old. But when he was a little boy, I made the mistake of asking my son what he thought of my music. And my son's response was that it was old man's music, he said. And I said, you must mean old-timey music, like old country or blues or rock or something. He said, that's not what I meant at all. He says, it's old music for old people. And, which is why I'm here. I know that's why I'm here. So, my son now has his own band. He's a rapper, hip-hop noise, punk rock noise, hip-hop rapper. It's pretty amazing. He's a very talented cat. He's a kid, you know. And, his band now is called Slow Burn. His band is called Slow Burn. And the funny thing about his band is that it's a one-man band. He's the only member of the band, you know. I don't know if you've ever watched a one-man band break up, but it's a little strange. You hear voices arguing in the room, and there's only one person in there. One suddenly hear an English accent or something. So the band consists of a drum kit front and center with a synthesizer on the floor tom, which he beats and gets this amazing sound or noise out of, you know, music. And then he screams at the top of his lungs over all this wonderful noise, you know. And every once in a while in the lyrics, you can make out the words hate and father in the lyrics. You know? It's really a beautiful moment for me. It's my boy. I kid about that. It's just but my son is a very talented human being, and I co-wrote this with our dear friend, and I know you will agree with me that Chuck Prophet is one of the greatest. And if you don't know that, he'll be the first to tell you he's the greatest. You know what Johnny Cash said about Marty Stewart once? He goes, yeah, Marty's good. He's almost as good as he thinks he is. That doesn't apply to Chuck. He is as good as he thinks he is. So this is a song that we wrote about my son. He loves my son, and I love my son very much. And it's just about unconditional love and wanting your son to be, or you wanted your children, I guess, to be a creative person, you know, pursue a creative life. This is called Down in the Bow. Gonna dance with the blues sometime. And everybody is gonna feel some things they don't wanna feel sometimes. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile. But would you wear it if you had one moment to spare? Would you come down and share? Thank you. I hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff that taught you. Cause when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules that you're on to. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile and a mirror. Oh, what would you wear if you had one moment to spare? Would you come down and share? Jimmy Griffin has been so kind to me over the years, playing guitar with me and setting up bands for me, and Mandy, his wife, and they're gonna have a baby now, and so things, you know, everything moves along. And everything changes, of course, as we sang earlier, but I wanna tell you a little story because this really is good news for me. You know, it was 2003 that I was performing the play By the Hand of the Father, which was very important to me because it was the story of my father's life. And we were performing in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. And I remember the day of that performance, I woke up and I had a death-like flu, you know, very, like I felt like I was gonna die, right? And I wasn't sure if I was gonna make the performance at all, but I went to sound check and kind of checked it out and I felt like I could do it. And I went and did the performance, but immediately after the performance was finished, I was rushed to the emergency room. And it was there that I found out that I had internal bleeding and advanced cirrhosis of the liver, and I had hepatitis C. And at that point, they gave me like a year to live, you know? So, very confusing time. tried to get on this medicine called interferon, which I finally got on, but the medicine was even worse than the disease itself. It was a hellacious experience that only lasted 3 months. I was supposed to be a 6-month program. It didn't work. I then found, you know, and I went through a lot of stuff during this period of time. My father passed away, and I think all of you know how important he was to me, you know, my songs and stuff. And you go through so much. I didn't play my guitar for a year, it seemed, and didn't write songs, and just kind of like, you know, didn't know what to think. And then I found Tibetan medicine, and it was through Tibetan medicine and my Tibetan doctor that I was able to stay alive all this time. And so, like, at this one point, they were saying that there may be a drug one day if you just hang on, and, you know, maybe it'll be a cure. But it was all just chance. And I'm so happy to say that there is a drug now that has a 98% success rate. I was able to get on a program that enabled me to take it, and I no longer have hepatitis C. So that's a very big thing for me, because I battled it for 25 years, and it was really starting to take hold and really starting to kind of fight me. So I'm glad that it's over. And I recommend, and you know, totally, if you know anyone who has that disease, and there's a lot of us out there, please encourage them to seek this medicine, because it does work. And so I'm going to sing a song now about that night in Arizona. You know, the first album I made after all of that was an album called The Boxing Mirror, which was produced by John Cale, you know, the governor. And as we all know, I think a lot of you know that John Cale is a very intimidating figure, you know. A lot of people were just kind of outright scared of him, you know. And I want to tell you that with me, he was very paternal. He was like an older brother. He really cared for me, and he wanted me to sound strong on the record. And he also wanted me to go deeper than I ever had emotionally. And this is the first song, I think, that I wrote through all of that. And it's a song called Arizona. Have another drink on me. I've been empty. Arizona, I turn my back on me and I face to face who I thought I was. One kiss just led to another. One kiss just feeds into lovers. Blow another smoke ring for me. I've been straight, so straight since Arizona. I've lost my way, but it's all a dream. It's Arizona. One kiss just led to another. One kiss just feeds into lovers. Arizona. have another drink on me. I've been empty to Arizona. Turn my back on me and I face the face of who I thought I was. One kiss just led to another. One kiss just made it a lover. To everyone here at Twang Fest, thank you for coming, for having us. I mean, I thank all of you for coming to the show tonight. Let's have a big, big round of applause for the Waco brothers and the Vines. I love Zone Manfred very much. Such a great spirit. And I'll tell you a little, one last little story before we leave for this song. You know, as I told you, I co-write with Mr. Chuck Prophet. We've done three albums together now. We did Real Animal, Street Songs of Love, and Big Station. Right? And when Chuck and I get together to write, all we really do is try to show each other off. You know, I mean, we just try to outdo each other. We lie, we cheat, whatever it takes to outdo the other guy. So at one point in my career, I was managed by John Landau Management, right? And the only other person they managed is this guy by the name of Bruce Springsteen is his name. Might have heard of him. You could Google him, I think. So they were playing, Bruce was playing in Houston, and I was living out in Wimberley, Texas, and I got invited to go have dinner with my management to see my very first Bruce Springsteen show, right? So I'm late, I'm driving to Houston, and I guess he was listening to my record on the plane from Jersey to Houston, and I get this text that read, Bruce wants to do Always a Friend, are you in? So I immediately texted back, yes, I'm in, of course he would do. But then as I get closer to Houston, I realize what I've gotten myself into, you know? And I realized that I'm going to have to sing this song with a complete stranger, whose name is Bruce Springsteen, in front of 30,000 people with no rehearsal whatsoever. So I'm starting to freak out as I get closer to Houston. And I get to this big arena, and Bruce is backstage, and, you know, he's being Bruce Springsteen, which is pretty cool. You know, he's a very cool dude. And he's shaking hands with everybody. There's all kinds of, you know, animals, and you know, he's shaking everything. He's signing babies' foreheads, you know, and stuff like that. So, and then he invites me to his dressing room. He's got the lyrics out on the table. And we kind of just vaguely went over the lyrics of the song. And then we talked about surfing and baseball and rock and roll and guitars and stuff. He then calls the E Street Band in. And they're standing right there in front of me. We kind of air guitar because they didn't have instruments, right? So we just kind of air guitar the song, and he's saying, you know, Nils, take the riff, and Susie, you take the melody or whatever. And then he says, gave me a set list, and he said, go out and enjoy the show. And Bruce Springsteen's set list is not like a one-page deal. It has an index. So then I go out and enjoy my first Bruce Springsteen show, and it's amazing. You know, he's incredible. The band's amazing. He makes 30,000 people feel like they're in this room right here, you know? Everyone's happy, everyone knows the lyrics, which was very different than the last Arena Rock show I had been to, which was AC/DC, and, you know, not as many strippers at this one. I'm catching my first Bruce Springsteen show, and I'm enjoying it very much. And then the set list starts to dwindle towards the end, and I realize I better run now, or I'm going to have to get up there, you know? I'm very scared, right? And I must have looked odd, because when his people came to get me, they kept asking me, "Are you okay? Anything we can get you?" 911 or something. And then I go backstage, and there was a staircase leading up to the stage, and Bruce comes down, the band is down with me, and I'm trying to blend into the wall, and Bruce says, "No, Alejandro, get over here, we're gonna do this." And so once again, he points out directions to the band. And I guess little Steven's only role was to keep me grounded, you know, because he never faced the audience. He just stared right back at me with those soprano eyes, you know, that glare. And it was just like, "Don't fuck up, kid, whatever you do. I'll kill you if you fuck up. They'll never find you, it's Houston, no one cares." So, you know, and then we went up and I did this, and he also said, Bruce said, "Let me introduce you." He gave me this amazing introduction about, you know, Texas music and Texas songwriters and all of my albums, which I didn't know he had ever heard. And it was very amazing. And then I went up and we did this song for 30,000 people. And I must say that the next morning when I woke up, it was a different world altogether. Yeah. Yeah. Really was, it was amazing. And so meanwhile, Mr. Chuck Prophet is in Sweden touring, right? And Chuck and I really compete about clothes, you know. He tries to outclothes me all the time. So he meets the president of this company called Nudie Jeans, which we like. And we're very queenie about jeans. And so he gets invited to the warehouse and gets thousands of dollars worth of clothes for him and his band. So he can't wait to get back to the hotel room to write an email to brag about what he's gotten, right? He goes back to the hotel and he turns his computer on, and just as he does that, this little message pops up from a friend of his, and it reads, "Maybe you should watch this." And it was a YouTube of me playing with Bruce Springsteen in front of 30,000 people. And, you know, for me, it was sad because Chuck loves Bruce Springsteen, and we co-wrote this song, and I wish he'd been there with me. He would have been like a little kid, you know. He would have been so happy. Needless to say, he never sent the email to me, and he's still very angry about that. But this is a song we're going to do for you now, and I want to sing it to all of you so much for all these years of supporting me. And I'll tell you, I'm not done yet. I still have another album that'll be out September 30th. It's called Burn Something Beautiful. And it's produced by Peter Buck and Scott McCoy of REM. They produced it. We co-wrote all the songs. It's got all Portland people on it. It's got Kurt Block from the Minus Five on guitar. John Moen from the Decemberists on drums. We've got Corin Tucker from Sleater-Kinney on vocals. Kelly Hogan is all over it, and I love Kelly Hogan. And Steve Berlin does a little baritone sax on some of this thing. But once again, thank you very much. Let's hear it for this amazing band up here tonight. Come on, let's really hear it for them. Come on. Thank you. smoke my smoke, drink my wine, wear my snakeskin boots, somewhere I'll never find. Wrong side of the moon, wrapped up like a baby on a puzzle. Wherever I go, you go with me. But if I do you wrong, take a mountain sweep, I'll take the floor. You get your rest, don't worry about me, I'm gonna get a scrubbing. To be a lover, baby. Oh, oh.
Thank you.
say for this band, Sean Giddings on piano, Chris McQueen on guitar, Scott Lanningham on the drums, Daniel Durham on the bass, and Brian Standifer on cello. We hope to see you real soon. Thanks again. Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas ya se caen, tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas sabor, sabor.
I'm gonna hold you.
No soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad de vivir todo bueno. Soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo usar. Pasará más de mil años, muchos más. Yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad, pero hay algo como a ti. Show about Leonard Cohen, and this is one of the songs that we do.
A thousand curses.
Jimmy Griffin to come up and play guitar. Jimmy Griffin, give it up, come on. Jimmy's an amazing guitar player, songwriter, singer. We toured together a little bit and had a good time, the two of us, and then we toured with the band. And, this thing's on. And that tremolo is on if you want it off. And we're gonna do, Jimmy's amazing, as you well know, if you all know. And now he's going to be a pops, you know. So I'm very excited, very happy. Congratulate them, please. Come on. We need another guitar player in town here pretty soon. Let's do this one. This is one that, I've been doing for years, and I think you'll recognize it right off the bat. It was written by David Bowie, you know. Yeah. we'll be deep but we can love. You know something? We can love. And my brother's back at home with his needles in his skulls. I never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. There's far too many snakes. In front of a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Race of Captain Bears. Coffee on lap or cinema. Hey, I'm a dual, come on. Yeah, dudes. I wanna hear ya. I wanna relate to ya. Come on now. Thank you so much. We love you very much. We'll see you in the fall with a new record, all right?